As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, a warm, toasty home comes at a price, but the best way to keep those utility costs low is by making sure your home is properly winterized.
And there are many ways to do that, including some new ones that are kind of high-tech. Here to help us sort through the options is Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Hi, Richard.
Hello, guys.
So, listen, many people hear that term winterizing, and they think about the traditional ways of sealing out drafts, like weather stripping and perhaps adding more insulation. But as technology advances, there are a lot of new options that can help make those investments smarter, right?
Yeah, and I want to just amend one thing. It's not just winterizing. It could also be summerizing. It's trying to keep the heat in the winter and the cool in the summer. It's a question of how do I make my building tight? It starts by knowing where the leaks are, so you could do an energy audit. That can be done in a casual way, or you can have a professional group come in. What tools they have now. In the old days, you'd come in and you'd sort of think and you try to find ways.
Best guess.
Oh, my gosh. It's best guess. With this, they have infrared cameras now that you literally, it's as if you can see inside the wall. And you can now see the power of good insulation. When you look where the electrical outlets are, you can see the big hot or cold spots. You can see where around every window, around every 2x4 stud. So this infrared camera has really unlocked it, and it's become so affordable now that even the casual HVAC contractor can actually afford to have it, which is great.
Well, and I think you as a homeowner can even rent one from a home center. I mean, not that you might know what to do with the information that you glean from having one, but that kind of puts the power in
your
hands.
They have one that sticks on the end of your smartphone.
Yeah.
Totally cool. Totally.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, aside from the infrared cameras, what about, not necessarily brand new, but I think more commonly used today, is this a device called a blower door, when you can inflate or deflate your building, so to speak, and find those leaks. Can you talk about how that works?
Yeah, you seal up everything you can, and you turn on this blower, and you either pressurize the building. Generally, you put the building under pressure, and then you go around with a smoke stick to see where that smoke will escape, and it can tell you so much. The infrared camera is not going to tell you where those infiltration leaks are. The blower door will, and you'll actually go up in the attic, and you'll see it coming up through where there's a plumbing stack pipe, or you'll see it going all sorts of places where it shouldn't go.
So it sounds like a combination of the two would really give you the best tools to say, I need this type of insulation in this area, or you know, your best plan of attack.
The second, the blower door will actually tell you, quantify just how much the building's leaking. So it's great you can do this test beforehand, then go around with sealant, both foam sealant on around doors and windows and things like that. But the other thing we got to talk about is actually sealing the ducts in your house. Now, ducts leak terribly. They're done on low bid, supposed to be duct sealed, but they generally aren't. So now we've shown this product through the years called AeroSeal, a brilliant invention, just brilliant. You can spray in this atomized mist into the duct system, and it will go and find any leak inside the duct system up to about 3/8 of an inch. So it literally, and then you go do your blower door test or you do your pressure test afterwards, and you see that that thing has just as tight as a drum.
Yeah, great. Shockingly, duct tape is not really designed for ducts.
It's the one place you shouldn't use duct tape is on ducts, sadly.
We're talking to Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Now, even the thermostats have become much smarter today. It's not just the standard setback thermostat, but the newer thermostats can actually measure and predict your patterns, correct?
Yeah. I mean, the only tool we had before was programmable thermostats that everybody, half of them on the wall was just flashing 12 midnight. They weren't even doing setback. And now with all these new ones, they can actually feel when you're occupying the space. Now, it has a motion detector, and then it says, okay, now I see what time of day you're generally doing. So it programs itself. And then what people really want is a combination of that and the ability to be at their office or away from the house and be sure that the building is turned down, be sure that they can you can dial in and see the current condition of their house from a temperature standpoint. And that's what people really love, is this ability. I'm not sure why. It's like voyeurism. They want to be able to be at the office and see if anybody's...
Because the whole goal is when you're outside of the house is to be home and make sure the house is under control.
Right.
And then the second you get home, you want to leave.
Right.
So you got to be able to monitor.
The other thing in high tech is this thing called geofencing. I don't know if you talked about it, but geofencing is pretty cool, that when you walk back into the building, your phone communicates with your heating system when you get within X number of feet and you program it, and it then will activate the heating system to the higher level, and then when you leave, it'll go back down automatically.
It could even be sent not only for when you walk in the building, but it could be when I get 3 miles away from my house, turn my heat down.
Correct.
And when
right.
I get 3 miles into my house, turn it back,
back up
again.
That's right. But then you just don't know what to do for your poor mother-in-law who's visiting.
Well, you don't want her to be too comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. Where do you want she'll stay too long.
Well, I don't know. If you want her to leave, maybe you should. Great advice. Richard Thethui from TV's This Old House. Thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Always great to be here.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.